I'm Bob Baker, and I don't have post office envy. In Columbia, where I live, we don't have a post office at all. If you live on my side of Columbia, you are the North Stratford zip code. If you live on the other side of Columbia, you've got a Colebrook zip code. I've been involved in tracking as best we can in a secretive environment that Northern Pass prefers. The various transactions that they have arranged and closed and anticipate closing in northern Coos County. I expect, and maybe I'll ask you this, do any of you feel you're impacted by what goes on in northern Coos? Why? Well, I think the answer is because if you can stop it there, they can't come here. There may be other good reasons why you have it, but the stories that I hear, and I don't think they're stories, I think they're accurate, and the firsthand experiences that I have, I think you need to hear about both from the perspective of knowing what's happening in Coos County and preparing yourself for what might come. If they do break through northern Coos, and I'm hopeful they won't, but if they do, or if they announce a route even though they don't have it, a lot of folks in this part of the state and further south are going to become more concerned, and they're going to get more involved. But I'd like you to anticipate getting involved more now because Coos County needs your support. It's a two-way street. We have landowners in northern Coos, and there's a few left, who are saying, no, we're not going to sell to you. And these are properties that they need to complete their transmission corridor. Those folks are very brave. They value their land. They value the landscapes. They value tourism. They value their lives more than the money that Northern Pass is paying. How is Northern Pass completed or hopes to complete approximately 39 transactions in Coos County? Well, about two-thirds of those transactions where they've purchased land or bought easements or bought options to purchase, about two-thirds of the landowners involved are not voters in Coos. They live in other parts of New Hampshire. Many of them live out of state. Why did the route that they sort of defaulted to get developed? What was the interest in this new route? They're going to tell you that it's environmentally sensitive, that we talked to people who were willing to talk to us about specially locating the line in certain ways, and it would do the minimum damage. The actual answer is it's a default line. They are purchasing properties because people are willing to sell for money. It's that simple. Well, it's not quite that simple. They use tactics to make it simple. What are the tactics they use? They come to you and drink coffee in your kitchen with a land agent, not a Northern Pass employee. Who are the land agents? They are people they have hired who know the community and know the people that they're targeting. That's how they get into the kitchen. They don't want other people there, and they don't want other people knowing what you say to them. So the first thing they ask you to do is sign a confidentiality agreement. We've got some very interesting things to tell you, but we can only tell them to you if you're alone and you're willing not to talk about it. And it's going to be in your interest to talk. And these are the local people who live there. And some have fallen for that. Some have said, okay, that's all right. I'd like to hear what you have to say. At that point, they know they've got them because there is a price. And the price that they're willing to pay is peanuts compared to the cost of the project. But it's a fortune for the people whose kitchens they're sitting in. What else do they do? Sometimes they've met resistance locally. What do they do to get the resistance taken care of? These land agents who know the community, they know the families, hire or try to hire relatives of these people. to talk to them separately to say, you know, you can make a lot of money, and these are good people. They'll work with you. So that happens. What else happens? They meet more resistance. They say to the landowner, well, I've got $500,000 for you for your 200 acres. But your neighbor, I haven't talked to him yet. I've got the same $500,000 for him. If you don't do it, I'm going next door. And then you'll have to look at the power lines not going through your back parcel. You're going to have to look at it going to your east, to your south, and to your west on three sides of your property. That's another tactic they've used. So slowly but surely, they have put together a number of properties that indicate a rather herky-jerky line. There's a few straight lines that they've constructed. It's a default route. It has nothing to do with environmental consideration. It only has to do with who's selling and where do we need to get to. So they're going now through primarily three towns in northern Coos: Pittsburgh, Clarksville, and Stewartstown. They're staying away from Colebrook. They're staying out of my town of Columbia, and they're staying out of Stratford. Where are they going? They're going to Dixville. Why Dixville? Because there's one property owner that's key to them getting all the way to the Coos Loop. Once they get to the Coos Loop, what are they going to do? They're either going to double back to Groveton and hook up with their original route there in the existing right-of-way, or they could go southeast to Berlin and then around through Jefferson and into Whitefield through the back door. That's a little longer, but there are reasons why they might do that that I won't go into now. They're somewhat complicated. But they have those options because the Coos Loop belongs to PS&H. Why do they think they can do that? There isn't room in the Coos Loop. Well, they're playing games with us because they think they might work with us to upgrade the Coos Loop. I suspect, I don't have proof of this, but I suspect they're going to try to use eminent domain to take unwilling property owners' lands on the Coos Loop, not for Northern Pass, but to upgrade the Coos Loop. Think about that. They do a lot of thinking. They are very, very good at thinking through solutions to political problems. Sometimes they spend money. Sometimes they spend capital, intellectual capital. But could eminent domain be used to upgrade the Coos Loop? I think the answer to that is yes, 648 doesn't stop that. But if the only reason for upgrading the Coos Loop and widening it is because they have to make room for the Northern Pass, then it would not be appropriate to use eminent domain. So that's another possibility. How can you support the folks in Coos County? The town of Stewartstown wrote a letter to Premier Charest, really condemning the activities of Hydro-Quebec and the government of Quebec in continuing to buy up properties in Stewartstown without the consent of the town, without the permission of the town, and against the interests and voting record of the town residents. Who's got Stewartstown's back? I know that there are towns down here, including Sugar Hill, that are in the process of putting together its own communication to Quebec. I'm hoping that that will go out soon. There are other towns like Campton who have sent a letter to Hydro-Quebec and to Premier Charest. The Canadians are sensitive to this, and the Coos County experience with the Canadians is that they operate through their Northern Pass partners and the land agents and quietly say, well, it's not us. You've asked for this power. We're just willing to give it. It's not us, but it is them. It's their money. It's their project. Without Hydro-Quebec's money and the government of Quebec backing this thing, they wouldn't be here, Northern Pass. So helping Coos County by supporting the Stewartstown initiative is great, and there's some wonderful handouts that I think Nancy's going to talk about later, that the postcards, that I think everyone has them. They were in the chair. But that kind of support is going to be very helpful because Quebec needs to hear from us. It's not just a regulatory process here. I think Quebec needs to hear that there is support for the town of Stewartstown, the town of Clarksville, the town of Pittsburgh, and the battle that they're fighting. There used to be seven towns up there that were really going to be impacted. Now there's three. So that's what's happening up there, and if you have questions later, I'll be happy to answer them. Thanks.